starting your journey to financial freedom.
Now.
You're listening to the New Investor Podcast.
This is the Young Investor for the New Investor Podcast, and it is day 51 on our journey towards financial freedom. In the last few days, my portfolio value dropped by almost 3%. No cause for concerns here, as I am way up since the beginning of the year. The important here is not to lose money on your initial investment or that you respect the level of risk that you can take. But I have been watching closely as one company's stock price is slowly approaching the threshold I'm ready to pay for. My only wish at the moment is that the markets keep on dropping in the next few days so that that threshold is reached and I can purchase the stock I want. I'm convinced, however, that this US-China trade war situation will reach a compromise at one point. Should this happen, you will most certainly see further gains on your portfolio. Just watch and see. My point here is that investing is all about patience to grab the right opportunity at the right time. If you are going to hold a stock for 10 or 20 years, it is okay to take your time making the right choice, both in company and in price. How to do that? This is where you will need to do some homework and start researching the companies you are seeking to acquire. Here is what you need to look for. Usually, you should ask yourself first and foremost, is this company evolving in an industry or sector you're highly interested in, even passionate about? Or is this company are you actually already using services or products from this company on your daily basis? Are you inspired by their vision and mission? Do you see this company being a major player still in the next decade? Is this company too big to fail? Does it have a very solid competitive advantage in all its aspects? These are very important questions to ask yourself. Also, you will need to personalize your news apps to feed you all the news out there about the company, the CEO, the industry, or the sector. Form your own opinion on the company's image, cross-examine all the information you're consuming and you have gathered with an aim to form that definite opinion about the company. You will need to keep following them as they continuously change also and adapt to remain competitive or to remain better or faster in their sector. So if they are starting to be less relevant on the market, you will also know that by following them closely. These are quite abstract ideas, I admit, but I say it again, investing is rather an art than a science. Also, then you will need to dig in to the numbers and look at their financial reports. And as listed companies, all of their financial information are available through their website in the investors relations section. I personally read their 10K, which is their yearly financial performance report, which outlines all the information allowing you to determine how solid a company is. To better understand that report, I simply started by reading it. And whenever there was a term I did not understand, I simply researched that term, and I researched even the terms I did not understand within the terms I did not understand, so that I took my time to educate myself to that regard, and that also allowed me to understand a little bit better about corporate finance, maybe not a full understanding, but a good understanding enough for me to build more confidence into the company I have my eyes on. So I also listened to the quarterly earnings calls. Now every quarter these companies will hold their Q review calls in presence of financial advisors that are also shareholders in the company. They will answer some Q&A but overall will present their figures for the quarter. This is a great way to get to know from afar the management, their strategy or thinking behind what led to their good or bad performance, or what led them to increase or decrease the value of the company. This all brings a little bit more color into the research, into your research, and a nice way to develop your understanding again of corporate finance. There are multiple ways to determine the right price at which you should buy the stock. And believe me, this is a question everyone in the world, and that world, is usually trying to figure out. Some of the best investors even out there have at times bought companies overpriced. This is not an exact science. My question is, and I usually often ask myself that, what is the harm in building cash and simply waiting for a major market correction or crash before buying up the companies you love? They will all be offered at a discount anyway. You will not have to worry too much about striking a bullseye here. So that is also a good approach to take, especially now with the trade war situation occurring. I believe that most of the wealthiest or the high net worth individual at the moment are building up cash during that time. So please, you can contact me through the website, thenewinvestorpod.com, or on Instagram at the New Investor Podcast. I will be happy to discuss any and all subjects relating to your journey and share mine. We always have a lot to learn, and I hope that was, you know, overall, this was just my take, but and how I approach this all, and I hope that I brought some value to you today. So have a great day ahead.